Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Once again, we have some brilliant horse racing to look forward to over the course of the weekend. And as normal, Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland joins us in the programme to look ahead to this weekend's action. But we have to start with some sad news that broke earlier this week, and that was the death of one of the legends in our Irish horse racing. And that, of course, was jockey Pat Smullen. Very sad news, Martin.
Yes, indeed, Barry, and I'm glad you said it. He's a legend, because I know it's a word that's probably overused in racing now and in sport, especially in particular, but no doubt that I think Pat was, to be quite honest, 9-time champion jockey, took over the reins at Roswell House Stable at Fort Denver Weld as leading as first jockey in 1999, when he was only a very young man at the time, and he was taking filling the role of Mick Cannan, of course, generally regarded one of the best riders in the world, certainly one of the best riders that Ireland ever produced, and yet he seemed to take it all in stride so very easily. He was such a young man at the time as well, and you know, rode endless very big winners, of course, probably his biggest one, the Epsom Derby in 2016 in Harzant. But he won 9 championships in the space of, you know, only 15 or 16 years. Really tough competitor, top class rider, but genuinely a really nice fella. Knew him fairly well, like everybody kind of knew Pat well. He just had no airs and graces, helped out everybody so very much. And it was great to see all the tributes coming in from all over the world, it has to be said. Even the President of Ireland sent a nice tribute as well to him. And, you know, even for the young lads in the weigh room, everybody looked up to Pat Smullen. He was such a real professional, as Denver Wells said, a professional. And it was very sad news. Everybody knew, of course, it was probably always on the cards once he got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 2 years ago. But he put up such a great battle, and it was just a sad day because it was just a year before that he had that big race at the Curragh, the champions race where Tony McCoy won, had Ruby Walsh and Johnny Morton, all those champion jockeys riding in the race. And he raised $2.6 million for cancer research alone himself, which was an amazing figure, really. And, you know, it's getting buried today at 2 o'clock. But it certainly was a very sad day. I was up at the Curragh there last Wednesday when he was brought home to the Curragh. Big turnout there to see everybody, you know, in racing, of course. He's so well known. But I think even outside racing, he was such a well-respected figure. That's a very sad loss for racing.
Yeah, he sure was, and tough on his family there, and I'm sure he'll be remembered for years to come. It really was, I suppose, a golden era for jockeys as well when Pat was in action. Like, he mixed it with the very best.
Oh, I would doubt Johnny Morton and Mick Cannan, these lads, like, are real legends of the sport, and you know, and you know, deservedly so. I mean, these people were able to make a name internationally. Like, you know, we had many good jockeys over the years, but it's only since maybe Mick Cannan came along that these jockeys were, you know, were in demand all over the world, Dubai World Cups, you know, Australia. He bought winners everywhere, Pat Smullen. And, you know, it's just a well-respected figure, as I say, among racing. A very nice chap indeed. And, you know, as you said, extremely sad in his family, of course. He was married to Frances Crowley, herself a very successful trainer. And, of course, a big family in racing, obviously. She has 5 sisters, of course. One is Anne-Marie, is married to Aidan O'Brien. And Kevin O'Ryan, of course, she's married to another one, Angela. So it's steeped in racing. Her father was a very good trainer herself, Joe Crowley, unfortunately died earlier on this year in his 90s. But Pat, at only 43, it's hard to believe he's taken from us at such a young age. And he's such a fit person as well. I met him several times. He's one of the fittest people that he's ever known. And you just wouldn't think anything like that would ever happen to him. But he conducts himself so bravely, I think, during the illness. Everybody really, you know, was behind him. And it was just so sad the way things happened in the end. But he did a lot of great work for the cancer research, and I know they sent out some lovely statements about him as well. So just, you know, it's just one of those very sad days, but he certainly will never be forgotten. There's no question about that.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Martin. And we're going to move on now to this weekend's action. We've got 2 meetings down for decision tomorrow.
Yes, Navan takes the National Hunt scene, and then we have Gordon Park as well. And of course, the stall kicks off the Harvest Festival on Sunday. And Navan, some interesting horses coming back. The ground will be fairly good there. The weather this week has been very good, and we've plenty of watering there. But some nice races there. The opening maiden hurdle sees some interesting horses. Charcor for Jessica Harrington was certainly a decent flat horse. He ran well, being second to Duke Cup at Punchdown over hurdles on his first start. That was a good effort. But this is not a bad race at all, and I think it's a horse there called Risk Factor of Joseph Ryan. Very good bumper horse last season. Would only been second at Galway at the festival on his first run until he came down at the last, but hopefully granted a clear round tomorrow, he must have a good chance in the opening race at 12:40. We do have a ladies handicap hurdle as well. I think one here that stands out with a bit of a chance, a horse called the Mouse Doctor for Tony Martin. Anya Connor raised this one, and this one surely is well fancied. He loved trying ground. He was third at Killarney last time out. Well, he doesn't win as often as he probably should. I think he's got a great chance tomorrow in that 1:10 event. In other races then, there's some interesting winners hurdle at 2:55. I think Rachel Blackmore and Henry de Bombhead are the ones to beat here. Horse called Premium Package was a good winner last time at Down Royal. He's got Road to Dubai, Jack Kennedy back on board for Gordon Elliott. He did one on the flat a couple of weeks ago. That was his first one of the year. He should improve for that and must have a big chance. But I think Premium Package might just have his measure there. Well, there's interesting beginner's chase at 3:30. I think Lever de Soleil for Gavin Cromwell has a good chance under Conor McNamara. A good second last night with Kilbegan to a decent horse called Waver to See, who was a very good four-year hurdler last season for Joseph Bryan. I think Lever de Soleil might just be the one there at 3:30.
Great stuff. A lot to look forward to there at Navan and Goran Park as well, Martin.
Yeah, the feature race there, the Group 3, Denny Cardell, Laverack, Lambert, he stood Philly Stakes. Interesting field here of 13 runners. Some useful rivals here, and a horse called Simply a Breeze and Opponent Plays. They're the two that kind of will figure towards the top of the market. Opponent Plays beat Simply a Breeze by a neck when they were third and fourth last time out behind a horse called Thundering Knights at the Curragh in a group race. And they certainly set a decent standard here. Although there's one of Dermot Wells there, a filly called Ethnia, I think is a very good chance. She was a good winner to Curragh in her first start this year. And then ran a fine race when it also fifth in a decent Group 3 race at Leperstown, the Desmond Stakes there. She was taking on the Colts on that occasion and certainly wasn't beaten too far. Dermot, of course, had a great double last week, again a great group one double at the Curragh with Search for Song winning, and Tanara winning in France. So it's stable in good form. I think she just might have the scope to beat the two likely favourites, Simply a Breeze and Opponent Plays. She might be certainly a worth an each way flutter there for punters. It's a good card at Gordon, plenty of interesting ones. I think one of the stories of the last couple of weeks is the fine form of jockey Colin Keane. He really has taken off in his title in his bid to regain the title that he lost last year. He's only six behind Shane Foley as I speak. Now that was a bigger lead there a couple of weeks ago, but certainly Colin's in good form. I think he's got a good chance in the first race tomorrow in a filly called Talake, or trained by his boss Ger Lyons. This one's been placed in her three runs and could use her experience to good effect in the opening 2 o'clock race. Into 3:10 then, a filly's race there, a filly called El Dama again for Dermot Wells, I think would have a good chance here. She was second at Punchdown last time behind Fame of Acclaim, and she might just be good enough to beat Lord Rapscallion, who's then enjoyed a very fine season, was a good second in the Premier Handicap at Leperstown last weekend. But I just think El Dama might have more scope for improvement. Other races maybe worth a second look. Horse called Sherzando in the 4:20 for Dennis Hogan certainly would have a decent chance. This one's been placed on his last three starts and should go close under Joey Sheridan. While later on the card, a possibility there, a horse called Sweet Justice in the 5:50 for Tom McCourt. Certainly this one's been knocking on the door of late, getting here at bottom weight, and should reward each way support.
Great stuff, Martin. A lot to look forward to there on Saturday, and Sunday is always a day we look forward to. It's the annual Listowel Festival, always great with racing down there, and it's always well supported as well.
Yeah, we got some good news yesterday with the new restrictions in the government have been slightly eased. We now can have owners at the track, two owners per horse as such at the horse at the races starting from Monday. So at least some owners will be able to go to the stall, because as you say, it's always a fairly well supported festival. This one is sad to see it going behind closed doors, but still the racing is as good as ever. The unseasonably good weather, I suppose, means the ground's on the good side, which I suppose might affect the fields later on in the week. But not a bad card at all on Sunday. And one of the feature races there, the 4:50s, the Kerry Group Steeplechase, and two interesting horses here. Both of them actually are engaged in the Kerry National on Wednesday. Peregrine Run for Peter Fahey, and of course the Storyteller for Gordon Elliott. Not much to choose between them, but I think at the weights on Sunday, the Storyteller will take plenty of beating. He was a good winner of a similar race to this one at the Galway Festival, and last time then won well over hurdles at Galway there just a couple of weeks ago. He just might be able to beat Peregrine Run on Sunday, getting in receipt of £6. The opening race, the second race is the Mayor's Hurdle, 2:10. Some interesting ones here. I think Tell Me Something Girl for Rachel Blackmore and Henry de Bombhead will take plenty of beating here. This one was a good winner at Bellystown last time. She popped out and made every yard of running and won with plenty in hand. I think she's probably good enough to go in again here. Now I just think another race there, the 4:15, another Henry de Bombhead Rachel Blackmore combination here. A filly called Papong has a very good chance in a rated novice chase. She ran well when second in her first start over fences at Tipperary in July. She's getting plenty of weight off the likely favourite here, Anything Will Do. There wasn't much between them over hurdles. Anything Will Do was a good winner at Killarney last time over fences and has that experience. But I just think that maybe Papong getting £12 off her should be able to beat her on this occasion. The Mayor's Handicap Hurdle was divided. I've seen a horse run a couple of weeks ago at Ballinrobe. I thought might be worth keeping an eye on. A horse called Red Lemonade for Woody Austin finished a fine fourth at Ballinrobe. That was her first run of the season. season. I just think that she could improve enough maybe to win that 245. That's the first division of the Mayor's Handicap Hurdle.
Yeah, sounds like a good card below in Listowel on Sunday, and I'm sure that'll be the case for the week going forward, Martin.
Yes, oh yeah, and it's interesting. We can't with the restrictions, we can't have kind of a mixed card. So we have all say flat on Tuesday, mainly National for the rest of the week. Of course, the big races on Wednesday, the Kerry National, one of the most famous races, or iconic races, really. And so plenty of decent horses entered at the moment. Neil Mulholland, the English trainer, is trying to come over with a horse called Shantou Village, and that one was certainly going very, very well last year. But unfortunately, unseating Robbie Power at the last, he was upsized and him with every chance of winning. I think this has been the long term plan for the year. The drying ground would certainly suit him. There is some rain expected on Tuesday, but he must go fairly close. Snow Falcon was a good winner of the race in the year in 2018, and should go well again. While a Peregrine Run does line up again, the drying ground would certainly suit him. He's been a bit unlucky in a few Galway places in recent times, because the ground just seems to go again. I mean, just close it when the ground is quick. One of Gardner's there definitely worth a chance. Both to mention is a horse called Raven Hill, who is the favourite at Cheltenham Festival. He actually hasn't ran since then, but if anyone knew good enough or anyone knew fit enough, he should go very close again on Wednesday. So lots to look forward to. So it should be good race now during the week, and then of course you have two meetings at the Curry next weekend as well. So all continues to go fairly well, thankfully, and the race in front, and it's good to see some of the owners back. Hopefully in time maybe we might get some race scores back, but I think that's a long way off yet.
Yeah, great to see owners back. Very important, I think, as well. So that was welcoming news this week. Finally, before we finish up, it's as per the case each and every Friday here. I know you were on target with a nice winner or two last weekend. I think Search for the Sky was one that you were kind of keen on. This week, Martin, what's the pick of the best bets?
Yeah, just thinking the ladies' handicap hurdle at Navan on Saturday, the 1:10. I think the Mouse Doctor has very, very good claims. I think the ground certainly will suit him. It might be, you know, 5 or 6 to 1 around that type of price. It's an open race. But in the 2:55, I think Premium Package should be another winner for Henry de Bonhead and Rachel Blackmore. At Gordon Park on Saturday, I'd be happy enough to go along with Etnia in the big race, the 4:55, the Denny Cardell Labrack Group Stakes. And I just think that has a very good chance. And the rest of the card, maybe Sherzando, the 4:20, I think definitely overdrew a winning turn and has a good Apprentice there on board with Joey Herden. The Stowell on Sunday, I do like the chance of the Storyteller. I think he will be good enough to beat Peregrine Run on Sunday. He gets a fairly confident vote to win that 4:50. Well, I think in the 4:15, Papong for Henry de Bonhead, Rachel Blackmore could be on the mark as well.
We'll be keeping a close eye on all of them. Martin, many thanks once again for taking time out to speak to us here on Drive Time Sport. Have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll catch up again next week, and no doubt there'll be plenty to talk about once again.
No problem, Barry. Thanks very much indeed.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.